Phoneboy Speaks episode 109. Less Facebook, not more.
When I first saw the Facebook Home announcement, I kind of got the sinking suspicion I'd seen this before, and it seemed like Microsoft. I immediately thought of the phrase embrace and extend, and this is what Microsoft used to do with competing technologies, competing open technologies in a sense, and you know, put them into the Windows operating system. This is a different kind of embrace and extend. Rather than the platform embracing and extending an application, this is the opposite, the application embracing and extending the operating system. And yeah, that didn't work so well for Microsoft. So I don't know that Facebook is going to have any better luck. Maybe they will, but anyway, the functionality that I see for Facebook Home, there's, you know, in it adds chat functionality. It adds stuff to the lock screen, pictures and updates and stuff. And I just kind of look at all of this and I go, why do I want all of that on my phone 24/7? And granted, I pretty much use social media a lot. I mean, I tend to use app.net and Twitter way more than I use Facebook, but I don't just use Facebook. And maybe there are some people out there that just use Facebook, but I don't think they're going to be technical enough necessarily to install this on the phone. The people that would probably want this are not necessarily the people that would be getting this thing on their phone. Maybe if you buy the HTC phone that has it, okay, fine. But this just, the audience for this just, it baffles me that they would spend all this time creating this experience that, let's face it, the people that would really want this experience, they're not going to bother installing this. And the people that are technical enough to do it, they know well enough to stay away from Facebook. They're probably like me. They want less Facebook, not more. And really, that's just what I see with this is, and I mean, it's not even the first time that this kind of idea has been tried. I mean, Windows Phone is very much about people, their live tiles centered around people. And, you know, Facebook's just one element of that. I mean, you can pull stuff in from Twitter too, and probably some other places, which is great because let's face it, we're on social networks and you know, there are some people that are only on one social network. I mean, you know, my wife, who's not a tech geek, she uses Facebook but I mean, even she uses Pinterest too, which is also kind of a social network, right? So I think, you know, few of us are on one network all the time. I see a lot of people on multiple networks and honestly just the Microsoft approach makes more sense. Although, you know, Microsoft isn't doing all that well in the marketplace, but that's for other reasons that don't have anything to do with their live tiles, I'm guessing. But anyway, this Facebook strategy is baffling to me. It's a product that nobody wants, or I should say people want it, but the people that have the knowledge and even know that this is happening. I mean, my wife probably has no clue that Facebook announced Facebook Home and probably won't care. And she doesn't have an Android phone anyway, so who cares? That's the other thing. So yeah, the people that would probably be interested in this and just won't get it. And, or they won't get it because they don't know how to do it and they don't necessarily want to do it. Or, you know, again, the people that do know about it probably don't want it. So yeah, I don't get this, but you know, then again, there's a lot of things I don't get when it comes to Facebook.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.